thinking about it. I'm doing it. I'm leaving to go back to university to learn about more than the price of OptiBright laser copy paper. You know.
298 a gram?
240 a gram, check the list.
Yeah, I thought you said something different. What are you going to study?
Psychology.
You want to be a psychiatrist for? They're all mad themselves, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. I want to be a psychologist.
Same difference. Mm. Right, Einstein. You're so clever. What am I thinking about now?
You're thinking, how could I kill a tiger armed only with a biro?
No.
No. You're thinking, if I crash land in jungle, will I be able to eat my own shoes?
No, and you can't.
Right. What are you thinking, Gareth?
I was just wondering, will there ever be a boy born who can swim faster than a shark? Alright. Ooh, midday. You just getting in?
No, I should be here in about an hour.
About an hour. You're already here. Get it.
Who am I then? Dixon or Doc Green?
What?
Evening, all.
Brilliant. Sorry I'm late.
Yeah, not so worried about that, but while you're lodging with me, your parents have entrusted me with their most valuable possession. You. Yeah? Ipso facto, trust received, responsibility given and taken. Yeah? I'm your guardian. You stayed out all night. Okay, you stayed with a friend. That's fine. I'm a little bit annoyed at her parents for not calling me.
His
just saying.
Parents weren't
his parents,
in.
It's a bloke, so what? Come on, God. Chill out, shall we? Please. You know, good, a friend that happens to be a boy. I could stay at Dawn's.
No,
you know.
Couldn't.
Well, I could if I got off with got off at the wrong bus stop. I could, you know. I'd be on the floor.
Yeah, we'd spend some time on the floor.
For good reason. Lovely. More room. Let's go free, come on. Jesus, you know. But if I did stay at Dawn's, the point is this.
Well,
you could stay at mine if you wanted.
I don't want to stay at yours. The point is, if I did stay at Dawn's, there'd be no funny business. There was no funny business. Fine.
Well, apart from all the sex, but we'll do it at your place next time so you don't have to worry.
Was it no? Was anyone in the office? Was it?
It was actually. So, I slept with somebody in the office. Everybody.
Show's over. All right. Good. Well done. That's fine. Don't even. It's not. Oh. Oh. I'd let you stay at mine. Well, I'm getting a secretary because I need one. So. And lucky contestants are. Alright.
Oh, this is Stuart Foote.
Hi, Stuart.
And Karen Roper. Mr.
Hi.
Brent.
No, I don't know Mr. Brent. David. She had brightened up the place, couldn't she? If she gets the job, so would he. If he gets it, because you're both equal. It's all on the no foregone conclusion based on interview and merit. I mean, it is up to me, ultimately, but good luck. You do well to impress me. So, nurse, the Polaroid. Just going to take a snapshot. Just for the files, just to keep on record. I'll do it. I'll do it. Let's get that. Got a lovely smile on that. Come down here. That's nice. Yeah, all over the hair. All over. Lovely. That looks nice. Lovely blue eyes. Okay, big smile. It's lovely. Lovely, lovely. Just give that a minute. We'll have a look at that. Do one of yours. Good. Good.
We're doing Stuart first.
Yeah, let's get him out of the way. Come on, follow me. Through here. Good. Stuart Foote.
Oh, what is that?
Money don't make my world go round. I'm reaching out to a higher ground.
Is that a philosopher?
Desiree.
The singer.
Money don't make my world go round. I'm reaching out to a higher ground. To a warm and peaceful place.
I can rest my weary face.
Don't think
that's so. we're living in a crazy maze.
Why do you want to work here? Shoot.
Yeah, the bosses are panicking. They're going, oh, cut back, lose staff, you know. That's the way forward. That'll save us money, will it? Yeah? Who's to say that, you know, hiring staff won't save money in the long run? You know? Does a struggling salesman start turning up on a bicycle? He turns up in a newer car. Perception. Yeah? They got to trust me. I'm taking these guys into battle. Yeah? And I'm doing my own stapling. Yeah. A sergeant major spends all his time training his men to be killers. He doesn't polish his own boots. He probably does polish his own boots, but you know, it doesn't mean I have to do my own filing.
Are you ready to see Aaron Roper now?
Yeah. Get you sat down.
Okay.
No, I've got one over here ready. Good. Pop it down. Good. Right. The interview. See what we've got here. Karen Roper. Curriculum vitae. Just looking at this, checking it out. Seeing. Good. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I did GCSEs and A-levels. And
too boring. Tell me about yourself.
Okay, well, I'm quite into films and music.
Yeah. Desiree?
I don't really know.
Oh, yeah. Just put that.
Last year, I took a year out and I went travelling. Exploring
yourself
and Asia.
Just with your boyfriend, just
no, I was on
good by yourself, just out there, free, getting what you can while you're young.
I don't know when.
You've charmed me. Yeah, you've got the job. Think of a decision, I'll make it. Good. Work out your notice with the place right now, and we'll put you on a month's probation, but don't, it's just to see if we.
Okay.
Yeah? Good. Good. Out tonight. Celebrating, I suppose.
Going to. Do you know the Chasers?
Oh, I don't believe it. Oh, if you see three debauched drunkards in the corner, keep away from us. No, come over. The drinks will be on me. In me. What time are you going to cruise down there?
It's not definite that we're going.
No, come down. Come down. Definitely. What's your tipple?
Vodka and Coke.
Me, lager. Finchy, lager. Gareth, lager, sometimes cider. So, different drinks for different needs. Yeah. Okay. Good. Well done. Well done again. Congratulations.
Okay. Thank you.
New secretary. Good. Efficient.
So you resigned then?
Yeah, I've just got to hand in my notice, make it official. You know?
You embarrassed yourself and all, didn't you, asking Dawn out?
No, I didn't ask her out. That was. Why does everyone think. It was as a friend.
Right.
Okay, it was just
right.
As a friend.
Sitting here. Why not? Leave that there. Yeah. There's going to be a health and safety seminar a little bit later on, which I'd like you to attend.
Right.
Compulsory, I'm afraid, but it's not to say it won't be fun. You know, I like to inject my own sense of fun into the proceedings. So, 2 o'clock in the meeting room, alright? See you there.
Just looking at the booklet at the moment.
Yeah.
What did you watch on telly last night?
I didn't watch telly, I watched the video.
I watched that Peak Practice.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Bloody repeat.
It's annoying, isn't it?
Not for me, I hadn't seen it. Boring, isn't it? Just staying in watching Peak Practice with your life.
Yeah.
Not for me, I like it.
Yeah, I just stayed in, had a big wank.
You won't read it. It's quite having done it twice. I'm doing my paper twice. Minor job. Okay.
Brent, just rope it to me.
I bloody love football, don't I? Oh, service barman. Lager, vodka and coke. Gave me the gig. Oh, God. The dreaded form. Does it sound there with you? Married or single?
Shoot, she scores.
That doesn't matter. Whatever. Bring your boyfriend down tonight if you want.
I don't have a boyfriend.
Whatever.
Oh, oh, sorry. Oh. Sorry.
That is a man's game. That is. God. That is. Yeah.
I can't see.
Accidental.
Look.
So.
That's
why I shouldn't get involved, really.
Oh, God.
Hello, alright.
Yeah, I'm going
to go in a sec, so...
No,
you
but I can hear you.
Yeah. So we should
go for
the
drink.
Oh, yeah.
You, me and
Lee. Yeah, the three of us, yeah. I can probably get someone to come along, so...
In the next few weeks?
Definitely. Yeah. Of course.
Well, I'll just check with Lee.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, of course. Gareth!
Right.
Garedio, how are you, mate? Nothing. Good to see you.
You weren't trying to get off with her, were you? Okay, welcome to Wernham Hog Health and Safety Training with Gareth Keenan. Okay, that's me. Pleased to meet you. There are many hidden dangers in the workspace, and today we're going to find out what those dangers are together. Alright, starting off with your workstation. Now, I want you to imagine that this is a mug of hot coffee. It's not, okay? Because that would be dangerous even in a training situation. What we're going to do is play a little fun game that I made up. Alright, I like to have a bit of fun when I'm teaching people. But I like to have a laugh most of the time, in and out of work. In fact, there's a few of us going out tonight.
Shall we crack on?
Good, keen. Excellent. Alright. Now watch where I place this mug in order to simulate where someone might put a mug, you know, in real life. And what I want you to do is shout out and shout, mind, safe or dangerous. Right? Do you can manage that? Okay, let's go.
Dangerous. Dangerous.
So, what have we learnt there?
Don't pour coffee over the computer.
Any fluids. Right. Good.
First class, isn't it?
You alright?
Safe.
You alright?
Yeah, fine, thanks.
Good morning.
A bit of... a bit of a mad morning. See you later.
Okay.
Basically, there's a correct way and an incorrect way to lift stuff, alright? This is the incorrect way. city? Incorrect. Correct way, two things to remember. First of all, keep your back nice and straight, straight back, and then
bend your knees.
You got to keep your back straight and bend your knees. Alright? Very important. That's the correct way. Do you want to try that with me?
I'm fine.
Well, I'm supposed to witness you do it so I can tick the box. So, just do it with me a couple of times. Right? So, nice straight back, bend your knees. Up. That's it. Down again. Same on the way down as on the way up. One more time. Nice straight back. That's it. Great. One more time. That's it. So you got that?
I'll practice it at home.
Excellent. Good. Well done. If there's any questions you want to ask, or, you know, if you want to talk about anything at all, just come on in. I know you've, you slept with Jack.
Right, are we done then?
Well, no, you made a mistake.
Well,
that's
I haven't
fine.
Made a mistake.
I was just checking whether you're going to be sleeping with him again or, you know, spreading it around.
Right, bye.
Good. Yeah. Excellent pupil. Fast learner. She won't be spilling any fluids or lifting things incorrect. A. I'm going to give her.
Hi, Gareth, quick question, mate. I've got these invoices to file and I don't know...
Yes?
Where do I file these?
I don't know.
Excellent, thanks.
It's not as if she's your daughter or anything, eh?
No, but that's not the point. It's the principle. It was about respect.
Yeah,
you know?
Showing a bit of respect.
And while she's under my roof, she will obey my laws. So,
showing respect by obeying the law. She's legal, then.
What?
When cherries are red, they're ready for plucking. When girls are 16, they're ready for...
Gareth!
You've heard that one, then.
Well...
So, are you going to fire the person that she slept with?
It's a free country. I can't do anything about it, so...
So you won't fire them as such?
I won't look on him favourably, let's put it that
or
way.
Or her. Or her. Could be a girl.
She's not a lesbian, Gareth. I think I'd know if a woman living under my roof liked to roll around with other women... Gareth, don't you?
Yep, most probably.
Spoke to you at 5, yeah?
Yeah.
Get the call at 6 from the lads. Yeah. Drinks at 8 in the chasers.
Oh.
Yeah. Spare bird going?
Oh, not for long.
Right, so I'll get there. She's age 19, a Ferrari chassis. Fantastic set of shells and legs up to her arse. Yeah. Muchos tequilas later, I'm in a cab with her. Yeah. Not only that,
oh dear.
But my mate's bird wants to get a lift with me and this nympho.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah. So there I am, at the back of the cab. Both of them got the laughing gear on the old single barrel pump action yogurt rifle. Yeah. So back to mine. 2 hours sleep, yeah. Today I'm bumping to the mate whose bird I've done. Yeah? Sold him 2 ton of IY World. Yeah. And he says to me, he says,
"Hey, you look knackered."
And I'm thinking, "Yeah." And you look like you've had a pot noodle and a wank, mate.
I shit you not.
I'm seeing both of them tomorrow night.
Oh, come out tonight, still, eh? Wednesday night, Raz. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You come and job us.
If only. Bit of conversation.
Oh, pot noodle and a wank.
There's winking.
I don't know where we're going tonight. Obviously, Finchie's a sophisticated guy, and Gareth's a culture vulture. So, you know, will it be opera, ballet? I don't know. I know the RSC's in town, so. And having said that, at Chasers, it's Hooch for a Pound and Wonder Bra's getting free night tonight, so. I don't know, Owen. It's exciting. I'm staying out of it.
Good to meet you. This is a very good friend of mine, Sir David of France.
I am.
Joking. The only knighthood he's got is a condom.
Knighthood?
Yeah, condom, sheep.
I'm saying, the joke works. Good. Condoms come in all different flavours now, don't they? Like strawberry and curry and that. Do you like curry?
What are your names?
I'm Lorna.
Nice to meet you.
Pleased to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Pleased to meet you.
Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet all of you. Anyone's fine.
Chairs a bit soft, yeah, no, got some hard, yeah?
Don't, do it to other girls, that's fine. Please, just...
Yeah, we go there every Wednesday night, and it's a fun place, but it's full of loose women. And my only problem with that is venereal disease, which is debilitating. Right, especially for a soldier. And it's irresponsible to the rest of your unit as well. Alright, you've been under attack for days. There's a soldier down. He's wounded. Gangrene setting in. Who's used all the penicillin? Oh, Mark Paxton, sir. He's got knob rot off some tart.
Has anybody got any beers? Lovely.
Don't worry, I haven't got any balls. Vodka and Coke, remember. What am I drinking?
Lager.
A pint thereof. Yeah. Coming up to me, they're one at a time, and they're going, oh, will we be made redundant, see, David? And I'm going, no, over my dead body. And they're going, don't put your neck on the line for us. I'm going, I will if I want to. Because, well, they bend over backwards for me, you know, and not because they're scared of me, but because they love me, and I love them, you know, in a way, and you'll grow to love me as well. Not because of what I am, not anything sexual.
Slayer's nightlife is incredible. It's got two nightclubs, you've got Chasers, and New York, New York, and they call it the nightclub that never sleeps. That closes at one. Hmm. There was a themed nightclub called Henry VIII, right? This was incredible. It had the Anne Boleyn Alley, okay, it's true. As you went into the loo, there was a sign that said, mind your head. Nice. And underneath someone had written, don't get your Hampton Court. Yeah, it's not there anymore. But there is not a day that goes by that I don't think about it.
Oh, have you not met my husband, Paul?
Husband?
Paul, is it all right if Gareth comes back with us?
Fine. Husband? No way, I don't... No, not interested. No, I'm not having another fella involved. No, another girl, maybe, not another bloke. No, I wouldn't even want him watching. No, no way.
So now you know?
Yeah, brilliant.
What, you got a problem with Ricky?
No, no, I'm sleeping with everyone in the office. He's not even a permanent member of staff. Why not prefer it if he slept with Gareth?
Wouldn't happen.
Oh, why? Because he didn't go to university?
No, because he's a little weasel-faced arse.
Yeah, you can do worse than Gareth. He hasn't missed one day in this office from ill health. Don't call my second-in-command an arse-faced weasel.
A weasel-faced arse?
Same thing.
Well, no, it's not. Would you rather have a face like an arse or a face like a weasel?
Weasel, probably.
Anyway, fuck this. Don't tell me who I can and can't see. I hope you're not going to sleep with a woman, David, because obviously you find sex so disgusting.
Chance would be a fine thing. He could pull in a brothel.
I could, and I have. And yes, I will take her home with me if I want.
I don't want to come home.
She doesn't want to come home with me. I don't want you to come home with me. That's a waste of an hour.
So the only reason you've been talking to me is because you want to shag me?
Yeah, and from behind, because your breath stinks of onions, and I didn't tell you that, did I?
Well, hey, what on the bum? No, I'm done.
No, not of the arse.
This is the poem Slough by Sir John Betjeman, probably never been here in his life. Come friendly bombs and fall on Slough. It isn't fit for humans now. Right, I don't think you solve town planning problems by dropping bombs all over the place. So he's embarrassed himself there. Next. In labour-saving homes with care, their wives frizz out peroxide hair and dry it in synthetic air and paint their nails. They want to look nice. What's he got? Does he like girls? And talk of sports and makes of cars in various bogus Tudor bars and daren't look up and see the stars but belch instead. What's he on about? Was he never burped?
Where are we going?
You just...
Where are we going?
What do you mean? I'm going home, mate.
No, one more drink.
No,
pop.
I'm going home.
Come on,
David.
One more drink.
David, are you...
Guys,
shut up.
Oh, life.
Shut up.
Oh, life. Oh, life.
Don't do that.
This is my favourite word.
Come friendly bombs and fall on Slough to get it ready for the plough. The cabbages are coming now. The earth exhales. He's the only cabbage round here.
So what becomes of you, my love, when they have finally stripped you off the handbags and the glad rags that your granddad had?
And they made him a knight of the round. Overrated.